Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Welcome, everyone, to Work From Your Happy Place. It's Belinda, and I am so excited about our show today. We have got a great guest. Colleen Sullivan is going to be joining us, and she has been instrumental in developing and facilitating customized leadership trainings for a multitude of organizations across the country. She has consulted with state departments of education, universities, military organizations, corporate industries, and private companies to accelerate their effectiveness, sustain organizational vitality, and optimize leadership performance. I've had the pleasure of working alongside Colleen many times over the course of the last 12 years, and it's always been exciting, and it's always been fantastic, and it's just my pleasure to introduce this fabulous audience to Miss Colleen. Colleen, welcome.
Welcome, and thank you so much for the invitation to be on the show. I really appreciate it.
Oh, gosh, it is absolutely my pleasure. And as I was saying to you, you have just been one of my favorite people as far as just always so positive and inspirational. And I always glean great things just from our very small conversations. It's always a gold nuggets of information on a constant basis. So why don't you take a moment and fill in some of the gaps from that bio? That was an intense bio. Man, it's you're awesome.
Well, you know what, Belinda? I have been absolutely blessed to just continue to walk into new opportunities and to meet new people that open new doors. And so, you know, to get an example of what are some of those things look like is, you know, I was recently working with the Surgeon General of the Navy and his executive team, and that's at Defense Health Headquarters down in Washington, D.C. So they invited us in to say, how can we have more effective meetings? How can we effectively communicate the new vision of where we want Navy medicine to go? So just imagine being in a room, and I'm not someone that has a military background, and everyone's wearing their military uniforms, and I just felt so honored to be invited into that space. So that's another example of kind of the client I work with. Another great example and kind of digging down as to what are those business clients look like, I've been working with State Farm for about the last 6 years, from their highest level executive all the way down to maybe the mid-level manager, and in a variety of different capacities. And Belinda, my most favorite month was in January. I worked with two separate groups, and they came to me and said, Colleen, can you make our meetings more interactive? Because how many times we go to a meeting and then people walk away and go, well, geez, why was I there? So I stepped in and I helped the executive create a 3-day meeting that was so interactive and so meaningful. And these people that were there were 350 people, they walked away and said it was the best meeting ever. And boy, wasn't that just so rewarding for me to work with my clients, to find out what it is they want, and then to deliver. So those are just some of the examples of the types of things that I do when I work with organizations and executives.
That's awesome. You know, I had the pleasure of working with a focus group about a year and a half ago, and one of the number one things that people said, so, and this is primarily sales representatives, is that they wanted to go to a meeting and they wanted to participate. They were tired of being lectured at. And that was one of the number one things that people said. And I do think learning ways to integrate people, involve people, make them feel important. When they leave that meeting, they're on fire because they actually got to share a little bit of their expertise or their specialties. And that's the key. So that's awesome that you are really working in that space.
Sure. And that's such a great point, Belinda. And I will say this to everyone out there, whether you're speaking to your children, whether you're in a conversation doing a recruiting talk, whether you're hosting, you know, a party, we know about adults that people, if they don't get their voices in the room, and this is proven by the research, within the first 2 minutes of your talk, they will tune out what it is you're saying. So within the first 2 minutes, how can you get people's voices in the room so they're engaged? Because you said it so elegantly, Belinda. If people are not connected to what it is that's going on, I now feel like you're talking at me. You're not in conversation with me. And I always say there's so much wisdom in the room. So how can we tap into that wisdom so people are engaged and excited about the information we're sharing?
Oh, it's important and it's awesome. And you said that so well. So tell us a little bit about how this business has shaped your lifestyle or being an entrepreneur, because you have basically been one the majority of your adult life. Would you not agree?
Absolutely. I certainly have. And let me tell you, it has shaped my life in so many ways. I just feel so blessed and fortunate that, as I mentioned, it seems like opportunities continue to come along. And so what does that look like? Well, sometimes you have more opportunities than others. And the one thing that I know about being an entrepreneur is it's not for the weak of heart. It is for those who can stay focused on what it is they want to accomplish. And when things maybe aren't going your way, because, you know, when your revenue that month isn't where it needs to be, it's to refocus, to stay grounded, to reach out, and to keep your mindset in a space of learning and growth. And I think that's so much of what you do beautifully is help people refine their systems. What are you doing that's working well? What can you shift and change? Because those types of conversations need to take place in an honest way so you can continue to shift and modify what it is you're currently doing so you can get the results you're looking for. So that goes up and down. And so many times it has shaped my life and the fact that, you know, some months are really good months and some months aren't so great. And when you hit maybe those dry spots, you know, it's digging down within yourself. It's keeping a positive mindset and it's really focusing your energies on moving toward that destination and reaching out to those people. You know, once again, the wisdom is in your network. The wisdom is in people such as yourself, Belinda, tapping into some of your resources. How can we continue to learn so we can be successful? Because one of the things you hear people say many, many times, Belinda, is there's flexibility in your schedule. And boy, let me tell you, I just got back from driving my kids to school. You know, it's very seldom I miss a soccer game. I have a sophomore in high school, and I went to every single one of his basketball games because of the flexibility in my schedule. And yet, when they ask me, hey, Mom, what are we doing this weekend? I have to say, well, Sunday afternoon, I've set aside 4 hours because I have a deadline. So one of the things is with that flexibility in the ebb and flow of the business, right? Sometimes you do. You've got to work those weekends to get the work done so you meet the deadlines.
Absolutely. So why don't you share with us, because you've been at this for a very long time, what are one or two of your greatest skill sets that you feel like have really helped you succeed or be consistent? So what are some of those? Because that's what everybody wants to know. Okay, this all sounds great, but how do I do it?
Sure, sure. No, that's a really, really good question. And I think I'll go back to mindsets. I really do believe you can have all of the training, you can have all of the skills and ability, and yet if you have a limited mindset or a mindset that's one of, I'm just not going to pick up that phone. I know that guy's not going to, you know, he's not going to want what I have to offer, right? If I had a limited mindset or one that was more a defeatist or of a scarcity perspective, I would stay in a space that wasn't my happy place. I would stay in a space that really limited myself from moving forward. And I think the greatest gift you can give yourself is to recognize when you're in that space, right? Recognize when you're there, when you're not in your happy place. And then once you recognize it, take steps to bring yourself into what I call a space or a mindset growth. One that says, all right, yesterday I made 15 calls and I didn't get any takers. Today, I'm going to look at my talk track. I'm going to tweak it a little bit. I'm going to call it a different time. I'm going to shift it up and I'm going to move forward because I know today's a new day. And with some of these modifications, I think I can get a couple of bookings or whatever it happens to be. So I think it's really keeping that positive mindset of growth and learning along with, and this is the other piece, it's consistent action. I work a lot with State Farm agents, and many, many times I ask them, what's really on your mind? What really has most of your attention right now? And this one agent, and you know, their 100% focus is sales, these agents, he said, it's recruiting. And I said, all right, well, tell me more. And he says, well, I do some recruiting, but I maybe do it, you know, once or twice a month. Well, the thing that we know is, right, I can have a positive mindset, and yet I also need to have a sustainable effort in place. So I'm not talking about recruiting just on the second and fourth Friday of every month. I am consistently working my plan and engaging in these recruiting conversations when I'm at the ball game watching my son play basketball or seizing on the opportunities as they unfold. So I would say, Belinda, those two things of your mindset and then also this consistent effort. Probably those two biggest skill sets that I have continued to work on, not only within myself, but also with other executives.
That's awesome. So tell us about an obstacle or challenge, because I think so many people from the outside, they look in at successful people because you do have a very awesome, positive attitude. I think I'm one of those people that has an awesome, positive attitude 98% of the time.
Absolutely.
And I think people look at us and go, oh my gosh, they're lucky, or that's their personality, or they never go through what I go through. And yet we know that every single person goes through obstacles, challenges. So why don't you share with our audience an obstacle or challenge that you faced or that you are going through? And, you know, how did you work through that?
Sure. Absolutely. And, you know, Belinda, just as you mentioned, you know, so many people probably look at you because you have such an incredible positive stage presence. You're so energetic. You're so always excited about the message you share. And speaking for myself as another positive person, we need to work at it. Right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you wake up and your heart feels a little heavy. Like, oh my gosh, okay, well, I've got to do these things. And on top of that, right? And here's one of my challenges. I have a blended family. I recently got married about 4 years ago, and my stepson is 16. My son is 16, and my little guy is 14. So I have three teenagers. And while I love each one of them, it is every day, I must say, there is some constant energy in the house that we need to address. You know, kids are kids. And yet the blended family is something that's very, very unique that a lot of people don't talk about too much. You know, how do I parent a child that's not, he didn't come out of my womb, right? He's my child. And he lives with me. And yet, how do I engage in a quality conversation where I can bring him on board so he feels connected and included in the family? And so those are some of the challenges I have, especially in this world of enhanced technology, where many times, I don't know if you have this going on at your house, Belinda, but you walk by and there are faces in their phone.
Yep.
Or you ask a question, right? Hey, how was school today? Great.
Yep.
So how can we engage, right, our children, our family members, those that we want to develop a quality relationship with? And that goes into the professional world as well. How can we continue to develop those professional relationships? Because it's in the relationship, we always say, that you get the quality result, right? And so the conversation is the relationship. And when I talk to my children about that, I say that all the time. I say, when you don't talk to me, I don't know what's going on. And I don't feel like I'm connected. So that is a big challenge that I face, is staying connected with my kids as they're going through their teenage years.
And that's a big one. I remember when I chose to sort of restart my family 20 years later, people said, are you nuts having a baby? I said, A baby's a breeze. I'm scared to death about raising teenagers again. What are you talking about?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Woo. And I would say to those other people out there, right? You know, so what do you do, right? Okay. I identified this as an obstacle. Well, I'll go back to the conversation is the relationship. And as much as my son even told me this last night, Mom, just leave me alone. I'm going to go in my room. As much as those kids go and isolate themselves in the room, I always, always say, you know, please come out. It's important that we have a conversation. They come out, we have dinner together as many nights as we can. So we do include them in conversation. And at the dinner table, there's no technology allowed. Because then once again, that gets them distracted and their mind is in another place. So as much as I continue to engage them. Every opportunity I have, like driving them to school today. No technology. How's your day? What's going on? What's coming up on in your world, right? What's your next baseball game? So the more we can continue to engage in conversation, even though we feel resistance, I think that that will help all of us continue to enhance the quality of our relationships with our kids.
That's awesome. Now, how about for business? What are some challenges, maybe, or obstacles that you deal with in your business or professional world?
Sure, sure. Well, I think, we were having a conversation yesterday, Belinda, and you mentioned a gentleman who is the guru, right, of Facebook and really these online marketing launches of product. And you mentioned the name and you mentioned a book that I needed to read. And I was like, oh, I'd never heard of that person. So I would say one of my biggest challenges is keeping up with these advances in technology, some of these structures and systems that people have come up with that are very, very, that are really converting people into paying clients. This is something that, unfortunately, I haven't stepped into that space as much as I should. And knowing that I have an opportunity to learn that, I went ahead and bought the book yesterday so I can. But that's one of the things that I know is challenges and changes in technology. So keeping up with what's the latest and greatest is the first piece of business. And the second piece, as an entrepreneur, I think sometimes we kind of sit back and we don't really look at our book of business and who our clients are. And I am guilty of this one, where I have one particular client that I've been working with primarily for the last maybe 5 years, and I haven't diversified my book of business. So when it starts to dry up in one area, I don't necessarily have something else in the pipeline that's going to replace that revenue to keep my revenue goals met every single month. So I think it's so important to take a step back on a very frequent basis to look at your book of business, to see where your revenue streams are, and to continue to work on diversifying them so you don't put, as people say, all of your eggs in one basket. So if one stream dries up or shifts because there's a new technology in place or something of that nature, you already have a plan in place that's going to open new market channels so you can continue to have this consistent effort of making the sales that you need to be successful each month.
That's great. So what does work from your happy place mean to you?
Wow. Well, thank you. That's such a great question, Belinda. And I think, you know what, it means so many different things to so many different people. And I'm going to share what it means for me, but I think it's important for each one of our listeners to think about what does it mean to them specifically. And I think for me, it means a balanced life and feeling grounded, right? And many times people talk about balance meaning work and family. And I'd like to offer a slightly different variation of that. There is an Irish poet by the name of Daniel White, and he talks about it with three particular aspects, meaning it is the personal and it is family, but the other piece is self. So how can I balance and keep myself happy in all of those three areas, right? So I'm happy and feeling confident within myself. And from that aspect, how do I keep in my happy place there? I do my best to work out, right? I think a lot of us have some stress that builds up. So keeping myself working out, keeping myself in a space of learning, keeping myself feeling my best that I can each and every day, right? And many times that's not easy because some days we might have a day where we're super busy and we're not getting everything done. And I don't get a chance to work out, or we both know being on the road, very, very difficult with travel. And that's okay. I come back to my happy place by saying, today's a new day and I'm going to get back on that workout wagon. So that's how I try and take care of myself. With my family, I mentioned some of those things, staying in my happy place with my family, with those conversations, ensuring I'm connecting with my kids and watching them play their sports, because that's something that I love so much. And then also making the time for my husband, because I think sometimes he, unfortunately, you know, I feel connected to him, and yet sometimes I need to ensure that I'm making that effort. So around family, I include date night with my husband to ensure we also have an opportunity to have conversations to keep ourselves connected and together. And then work is that third piece. And I feel just, you know, I try to continue to learn. I think anytime you're in a space of learning, you're learning new things, whether it's that latest piece of technology, as we talked about, whether it's what are other executives doing in the field. And one of the things I do is I read a tremendous amount. And with the clients that I work with, I ask what they're reading as well. So I do my very best to stay up to date professionally on what are the leadership, like what are some top leaders reading in our country? And I try and stay up on those books as well. And that really helps me feel balanced in that area. So really looking at balance from my happy place. Once again, those three areas, I look at it for my professional life, my family life, and of course, feeling happy within myself first.
So Colleen, and leaving all of our audience here with some really great information, what advice would you give to others who desire to be an entrepreneur?
Wow, that is such a great question. Well, I think one of the things in being an entrepreneur is one piece of advice is to create a network and surround yourself with others. The one thing I find, because the way I work is I work from home. I do a tremendous amount of conversations on the phone, and then I get on a plane to go meet with clients. So my daily life, you know, I drive my kids to school, I get on the phone, I do a lot of executive coaching, I do a lot of meeting planning, and then I get on the plane and I fly. And sometimes, to be honest, it's kind of isolating, right? I'm not in an office setting. I don't communicate and collaborate with people that are not my clients on a regular basis. So I would say if you really want to be a successful entrepreneur, create a network of people who are in a similar space that you can tap into their wisdom, that you can reach out to them when you do kind of come up with an obstacle. You can say, hey, what's going on? What do you think I should do? Because the more you can broaden your perspective, the better decision you can make to move forward. So that's one thing, creating that network. And I think the other thing really is having a pretty good plan in place, right? Plan in place to help you with that consistent effort moving forward. And either working with a coach if you need to, or working with someone else to craft a great strategic plan so it will keep you moving forward in your business. Because so many times you get caught up in the whirlwind of the daily life, but how can you have a plan that's really rock solid, that's going to get you the outcome you're looking for? I think those two pieces are really, really important.
That is great. So what are some new and exciting things that you're working on, and what do you think our listeners could benefit from?
Well, thank you for asking that, Belinda. And I must say, I am really excited about a new program that I'm going to be working on with you. We are going to be working on an executive consulting services program, and I think it's going to be talking about a lot of the pieces, you know, that we have chatted about here, and even so much more. It's creating that business acumen that you need in order to be successful, but it's also tapping into that mindset piece as well. And Supporting executives is what I've been doing across the country for about the last 12 years. And even before that, I've been supporting teachers. And so I really look forward to working with you to helping others identify their goals and priorities, and then crafting a customized solution to help them get it. And then walking them through and helping them with that consistent effort and that mind piece that will support and enable them to be successful in executing that plan.
Great. So how can people find you, Colleen? You've said some great things today, and I'm sure people would love to connect with you.
Sure. Well, you can always connect with me on LinkedIn. I love using LinkedIn, so I've got a good profile up there. You can also connect with me on Facebook. And then, of course, going back to your site, Work From Your Happy Place. They'll also be able to reach me there.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time today. This has been absolutely delightful. And I know it's been a great learning experience for all of our listeners. You gave some great gold nuggets, as I promised you would deliver at the very top of the show. And you absolutely did that. So thank you so much for joining us on Work From Your Happy Place.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, and will do.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.